This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day where there is hope that by the end of the day, before midnight tonight, they will move forward and actually vote to approve this COVID-19 relief package, which has mostly good things in it. It has some things that are completely extraneous and don't belong there, but this is Congress we're talking about, and that always happens. There's lots and lots of celebration about it, but it may be premature until they actually get people in place and cast votes. And then the president, God willing, signs it. All kinds of comments about this particular bill, largely by Nancy Pelosi. And as she had two things to say that I think are worth listening to. One basically views the president-elect as almost a magical savior or deliverer, a little bit, I think, heretical, you could say. But here she is talking about our new path in clip 7. No, it's the 7 right above that.
It's a first step. We need to do more. But what gives us hope is a vaccine, and we have to make that available free and fairly, equitably distributed in our country, and I encourage everyone to be vaccinated. And again, what gives me hope is that in about 700 hours, Joe Biden will be president of the United States, bring his values, his commitment to America's working families to the fore as we prepare for additional legislation.
Okay, during those 700 hours, she still has to work with President Trump, as difficult as their working relationship may be at the moment. But it's one of these things where it's extraordinarily important. Yes, the president has gotten a great deal of criticism. There is actually a truly tough editorial about President Trump in the Wall Street Journal today under the heading Trump's Bad Exit. And it has to do with these stupid conversations about martial law. And yes, the president has tweeted out, he said it's fake news that they're seriously considering martial law. But he did have General Flynn at the White House. And General Flynn has on the radio and in print and in signing a newspaper ad called for declaring martial law and then having the army rerun the election. By the way, if there's somebody out there who thinks that's a really great idea, you can try to give me a call and explain why. It's, of course, a terrible idea. And even discussing it or associating with people who associate with such ideas of a military takeover of the United States because you don't like the results of an election, it's bizarre. 1-800-955-1776. And Nancy Pelosi goes on to sow unnecessary division. How? By basically insulting people of faith, which she does in clip 1. This is on the House floor. Listen.
So now we have a vaccine, and that gives us hope. A vaccine that springs from science. People say around here sometimes, I'm faith-oriented, so I don't believe in science. And I said, well, you can do both. Science is an answer to our prayers. And our prayers have been answered with a vaccine. And in this legislation, we had provision for it to be developed, purchased, and distributed in a way, again, that is fair and equitable and free.
Okay. Do you notice that she said, and this is a direct quote, there are some people around here say I'm faith-oriented, so I don't believe in science. Do you know anyone who says that? Do you think any members of Congress say that? I'm faith-oriented, so I don't believe in science? I think faith-oriented people believe that God created science, that God gave human beings the understanding to discern scientific principles and to discern the way the world works, and God set up the way the world works. But as somebody who said, oh, I don't believe in science, I mean, okay, I understand there was one Republican candidate who lost, by the way. She got, I believe, less than 40% of the vote in her Senate race. There was one Republican candidate who believed in the flat earth. And there, I think, you're rejecting science. But her candidacy was not a particularly faith-based candidacy. The notion that people of faith, the people who are going to try to emphasize, for instance, the New Testament basis for the big holiday that is coming up at the end of this week, it's called Christmas, and that people who want to honor that holiday and honor the teachings of the individual that it honors, that those people, by definition, don't believe in science or say they don't believe in science. How insulting. How wrong. And after Mike and Karen Pence were vaccinated last week, and the Surgeon General, too, Jerome Adams, Dr. Jerome Adams was vaccinated along with them. Dr. Anthony Fauci took to the podium, and I think he said something that it is very much worth keeping in mind, particularly as these vaccines get out there and more people experience them. This is clip 7.
This important symbolic vaccination of the Vice President of the United States and the Surgeon General of the United States, which is something we want to be symbolic, to tell the rest of the country the time is now to step to the plate, and when your time comes, to get vaccinated. Because when we're speaking to you here today, I often say it is really bittersweet. The bitterness is the fact of what the Vice President mentioned. We still are in the middle of a very difficult situation with record numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. But the sweetness is the light at the end of the tunnel, which I can tell you, as we get into January, February, March, and April, that light is going to get brighter and brighter. And the bitterness is going to be replaced by the sweetness. And we all hope, and I think this is doable, that by the time we get to several months into this year, we will have enough people protected that we can start thinking seriously about the return to normality. And that's up to all of us to step forward and get vaccinated.
Okay, I think it's well said when he talks about the light growing, because that, of course, is what the season is about. Part of the whole idea is that the Hanukkah holiday and the Christmas holiday are installed in calendars to occur during a time when the days are shorter. But they're beginning to get longer. There's beginning to be an amplification of light and more light. And can we just hope a little bit less complaint and negativity about sometimes nothing? There is a huge lawsuit that apparently is underway against some of the leading conservative news sources. Does that lawsuit actually have a chance? It's a defamation suit. We'll tell you about it and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You may remember the names Dominion and the name Smartmatic. These are two companies involved with voting machines. And they were very much featured on many interviews and many news stories on Fox News, but particularly on One America's Network and on Newsmax. And now all three outlets are facing gigantic lawsuits for defamation. And do those lawsuits have any chance of actually gaining some traction? They definitely do. And in fact, Fox has already offered a quasi-apology on the Lou Dobbs show. We will get to more on that because it is a fascinating story. And it really goes to the heart of how difficult it is to win a defamation suit. You have to prove something, though, that I think they can probably prove this time. We'll get to that. Let me go first to Richard, who's calling from Renton, Washington. By the way, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Richard, you're on.
Hi, Michael. I'd like to disagree with you about the stimulus package being a good thing. I don't understand why capitalists are abandoning the idea that free enterprise can determine what's the best way to spend my money. The first time there's a hiccup in the economy, people like you seem to think that all of a sudden the government knows how to spend my money better than I do. I noticed the other day there's plenty of people shopping at Safeway. There's plenty shopping at Costco. They're not going out to the theater. They're not going out to eat at extravagant restaurants. Why do you think the government should take my money and spend it in ways that I've determined isn't appropriate?
Okay, one of the things that people would argue, by the way, I think that the one aspect of the stimulus package, so-called, that I tend to agree with you about is the idea of just sending out these $600 checks, which are not going to be enormously meaningful, not life-changing, not really behavior-changing, especially since they're going to arrive after Christmas. But they're $600 checks basically for doing nothing and for anybody earning less than $75,000 a year. That ends up being a gigantic amount of money. And I think, frankly, the bill which did not initially include that would be stronger and better and more balanced if it didn't. But there are other things in the bill to try to help people. Well, for instance, the extension for 11 weeks for federal unemployment supplements. I think that's important. You're talking about people who are having a tough time paying for their utilities. You're talking about and when you say spending your money, of course, ultimately is your money, but you know every single penny of it is borrowed. And part of the argument that advocates for this kind of thing make is that this is a period of time when it's kind of smart to borrow money when you have very good credit because the interest rates are so low. And that rather than letting the economy collapse on itself or finding more people to suffer, I think that this is a calculated risk that taking this additional debt on, which, again, is almost unimaginable at how large the deficit is right now, that is a better move than allowing another economic reverse. And Richard, I'll give you the last word.
I don't think that you understand what $1 trillion is. If your job was to count out a dollar every second, not only would you go back to the time that Christ was walking on earth, but you would have to go back 30,000 years before that. $1 every second for 32,000 years. That's $1 trillion.
I think it's every minute, but I can't do the math quickly enough, it's a phenomenal amount of money. But right now we owe the federal government owes $22 trillion is our national debt, and adding $900 billion plus to our national debt. By the way, we're going to be speaking to, I've invited Senator Rand Paul, who's concerned about the same things that you are, Richard. I've invited him to join us on the show. The difficulty also, and is this partially motivated on my part, my basic support for the stimulus package? Is it motivated by political consideration? Sure. I think it's going to be very important in allowing the two Republicans to actually win those Senate seats in Georgia. And had they lost those Senate seats, and had we not done anything about a relief package this time, the relief package that would have come before the public with a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House would have looked even more punishing in terms of its budgetary impact. Let me just spend a few moments on this potential lawsuit. I was stunned the other day because when you see it, it's like bizarre. It's on the Lou Dobbs show on the Fox Business Channel. They had a several minutes where he played a recording and he just listened to it and he didn't comment about it. But the recording was basically an apology about some of the lies that have been promulgated on the Lou Dobbs show. And the lies have to do with Dominion machines and Smartmatic machines being everywhere. The guy who started Smartmatic is a gentleman named Antonio Mujica. And yes, he is Venezuelan originally. He is anything but, by the way, a left-winger or a Chavista. But they report, Ben Smith in the business section of the New York Times reports that Smartmatic wasn't even used in the contested states. The company, now a major global player with over 300 employees, pulled out of the United States in 2007 after a controversy over its founder's Venezuelan roots. And its only involvement this November in any election was with a contract to help Los Angeles County run its election. In an era of brazen political lies, Antonio Mujica has emerged as an unlikely figure with the power to put the genie back in the bottle. Last week, his lawyer sent scathing letters to Fox, to Newsmax, and to OAN, One America Network, demanding that they immediately forcefully clear his company's name and that they retain documents for a planned defamation lawsuit. He has, legal experts say, an unusually strong case. And his new lawyer is J. Eric Connolly, who won one of the largest settlements in the history of American media defamation in 2017, at least $177 million. That's why they ran that qualification slash apology on Fox. Where is this going? Well, it's going right to the very question. Did the people who are promulgating these lies have reason to know that they were lying? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans will see another round of stimulus checks very soon.
People are going to see this money the beginning of next week. So it's very fast. It's money that gets recirculated in the economy. So people go out and spend this money, and that helps small business.
Mnuchin making those comments on CNBC that direct payment would be subject to the same income limits as it was back in March, which was $75,000. CVS Health will begin vaccinating those in long-term care facilities this week. The company is saying the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be given in 12 states. They include Florida, Nevada, New York, and Ohio. President-elect Joe Biden and Jill Biden also receiving their vaccines in Wilmington, Delaware on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Obviously, you have a gigantic holiday coming up. Thursday night is Christmas Eve. Friday is Christmas Day. And to get into that holiday, some of you may enjoy. I know some of you have enjoyed in the past. My wife is participating in one of her webinars that she is one of the leading participants in. It's completely free. There's no obligation at all. You can find out about it by going to michaelmedved.com. This one is after the show, of course, because she listens to the show, I'm proud to say. But Diane is going to be speaking about raising adults in marriage. And that includes not only the people who are married to each other, but children who grow into adults. And the webinar is taking place this Wednesday, right as we're going into the holiday weekend. And it's free on the Internet, obviously. That's the definition of a webinar. And you can find out about it at michaelmedved.com. Okay, very quickly, and then I'll go directly to your calls. Antonio Mujica isn't the only potential plaintiff in these lawsuits. And a previous lawsuit where ABC TV had actually called a textured beef that was produced by one company, it called it pink slime. They awarded $177 million in damages. That's what they settled for. Something like that, a settlement like that could sink One America's network or Newsmax, or both of them. Fox is a bigger fish. But they also don't want to pay in some kind of defamation settlement. Mr. Mujica isn't the only potential plaintiff, Dominion Voting Systems, has hired another high-powered libel lawyer, Tom Clare, who has threatened legal action against Sidney Powell and the Trump campaign. Mr. Clare said in an emailed statement that we are moving forward on the basis that she will not retract those false statements, and that it will be necessary for Dominion to take aggressive legal action, both against Ms. Powell and the many others who have enabled and amplified her campaign of defamation by spreading damaging falsehoods about Dominion. Falsehoods like that they built a backdoor into their voting machines, that their entire purpose was motivated by communist ideology, which has no application here at all. The this also could be very punishing for the prospect of what Ben Smith in the New York Times calls the dream of a new Trump TV, a giant new media company in the president's image, and perhaps contributing to his bottom line. Newsmax and OAN would each like to become that and are both burning money to steal ratings from Fox. Executives in both companies have acknowledged they will need to raise significantly more money or to sell quickly to investors to build a Fox-style multi-billion-dollar empire. But outstanding litigation with the potential of an enormous verdict will be enough to scare away most buyers. Let's go to Brian in Marysville, Washington. Brian, you're on the MedVet Show.
Well, Michael, I want to give you a couple comments. One about Smartmatic, because you're missing some very key details. And then I want to make a comment about the legitimacy of the election and what would be the logic of martial law. Okay, so I'm going to go to Smartmatic. Smartmatic, CNN did a documentary on Smartmatic and the Mujica brothers that you mentioned 10, 15 years ago. And they talked about Smartmatic and its role in the Venezuelan election and then the re-election of Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez employed these guys to create that software, and they rigged it so he won. There's thousands and thousands of Venezuelan accounts that were involved with the election. They watched it.
Okay, I understand. I'll give you a chance to finish. I've got to answer that. If any of that is true, what you have just put forward as an item of faith, then Fox has nothing to worry about, then OAN has nothing to worry about, they have nothing to worry about. Because in a defamation case, truth is an absolute defense. I believe that those statements that you just made, and I want to make my own position clear, are untrue, unproven, unreliable, and defamatory. And again, that's what's going to be subject at this kind of trial. And I think it's perfectly appropriate for somebody who's running a legit business to go ahead and sue a company that claims that he was part of some kind of international conspiracy. Now, go ahead. Finish what you want to say.
Okay. So SolarWinds connected directly. SolarWinds was just that Russian and Chinese hack into the U.S. government. SolarWinds connected directly to Dominion Software. Dominion Software bought Smartmatic technology. So to say Smartmatic's not involved, Dominion bought their technology. Dominion's not American-based. Okay, now, if you want to try and convince your listeners every day that this election was legitimate, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody believes it was legitimate. We all sat and watched Biden, who did not campaign. He couldn't get 50 people to a rally. He gropes little kids on camera. He's got all these allegations from former campaign workers of sexual assault. He couldn't campaign. And he got more votes than Obama. It's impossible. We saw an election night, polls closing in Wisconsin,
Brian, help me with this. Why do you think it is that so many Republicans, including Republican election officials, Republican governors, conservative pro-Trump Republicans like Doug Ducey of Arizona and Brian Kemp of Georgia, why do you think they don't agree with you? To say that you believe that how many votes do you believe that Biden manufactured? 10 million?
At least.
Okay, come on.
One of the Trump campaign You really think Biden got more votes than Obama? Do you really think
Of course
Biden
he did. There
Obama?
Were a lot more. There were a lot. He didn't get the same percentage. Listen carefully. He didn't get the same percentage as Obama. But first of all, there are about 20 million more people living in the United States than were living when Obama had his big year in 2008. We have 20 million more people who are eligible to vote, and more people turned out. And Biden didn't get a higher percentage than Obama did. Obama got 53%. Biden got 51.3%. But Trump got more votes than he got in 2006. And the idea that we had terrific turnouts, and partially, yes, because of the ease of mail-in ballots, I don't find that hard to believe. I would find it hard to believe anything else. You get the last word.
It's impossible that Joe Biden, who everybody knows all his family issues with Russia and China and all the bribery and the blackmail from the CCP and Ukraine, the pay-for-play deals with Burisma.
Okay.
There's no way.
You know, I
no
understand.
Way.
You don't like Joe Biden, but again, if you take a look during the entire campaign, during his entire vice presidency, Joe Biden had a pretty good solidarity and a pretty good, not great, but a pretty good approval rating. And he was running against a president who was very controversial. I will agree with you. I think most of the people who voted for Biden didn't vote for Biden as much as they voted against Trump because they didn't want more of the same. But the idea that you believe that because you can't believe that your guy lost, that there must be some kind of manufacture of 10 million votes. If someone attempted to manufacture 10 million votes with the cooperation of Republican secretaries of state, Republican governors, Republican legislators, Republican poll watchers, you can't just manufacture ballots out of thin air. And we'll see what the Supreme Court says when they judge President Trump's new view to have the 20 electoral votes of Pennsylvania thrown out. That's the latest lawsuit going before the Supreme Court, seeking a writ of certiorari, which means that they would hear the case on an emergency basis. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Medved Show. You can help get in the spirit of the season with a charitable gift. We are partnering with Next Generation Ministries. They have a food basket project that can provide food to keep kids alive and in some cases restore them to health and to give their caregivers, their parents, some kind of peace of mind. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for a week. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. A click on the banner for Next Generation Ministries at our website at michaelmedved.com. The charges back and forth on all sides of this post-election dispute, I think, have gotten a little bit old because why? It's like watching a movie that goes on and on and on and on and on, and you know how it's going to end. And I don't think there's any question how this is going to end. There hasn't been any question, not certainly since November 7th. I actually don't think there's been any real question since November 3rd. That the charges of fraud, and please, let's understand this. We're talking now about 6 weeks. And in that 6 weeks, there has been no legally strong, persuasive, meaningful evidence of voter fraud on a massive scale. It doesn't exist. And it's one of those things where when you have all kinds of Republican judges, there's a very good interview, actually, with the senior Republican judge on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, who's voted 4 or 5 times against some of the causes of action that have been brought by President Trump in Wisconsin. And he's campaigned as a Republican. He's a member of the Federalist Society. Again, someone like that, of course, if there were some basis for looking at this campaign and saying, wait a minute, that's awfully suspicious. I don't think we've ever had an American campaign that's been looked at so thoroughly by so many different lawyers in so many different court venues. It's been over 50 suits now that have been either dismissed or shot down or thrown out. And that's a pretty big losing streak, especially now that the Jets broke their losing streak. Way to go. They beat the Rams. Yeah, believe it or not, they're, what is it? They're 1-13 now. Somebody else with a losing streak is Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC. He always overstates, I mean, perfectly fair, criticize the president for not accepting the election returns. But to try to relate this to racism and to go from insulting the president to insulting his loyal supporters, there are lots of reasons people feel loyalty to President Trump. I don't believe that racism or fear of minorities is the main one by any means. Here is Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC talking about the President of the United States. Clip two.
When people want to throw out what we have, which is democracy, it means they're basically unhappy and they're willing to just kind of stand by and watch anything go. And I'm just going to say it again. And this is what we have to really be honest about. I think it's race. I do. There's no other, it's not his policies about China, and it's not his policies. It's certainly not his COVID response, and it's certainly not his non-response to giving out relief to people. I just think this country, and this is what has to be dealt with, and this is something that is not an easy solution, is that what is it what nerve did he hit by saying Muslim ban, by saying about the Mexicans? But that's where no president, no politician has ever gone before in any substantial office, at least not in the last 40 or 50 years. What is it that's going on in this country now? What is it that's so terrifying for white people? And that's what this is about. That people of color are threatening them so deeply that they are willing to dismiss democratic tenets. And I'm just repeating what I said earlier because I have no other explanation, Joe. There's nothing else there. We could screw you, but the 10 smartest scholars in the room. That's it. It's I'm saying that, you know, the quiet part out loud.
Okay. Quiet part out loud. What he's saying basically is that any support for Trump is based on fears of race and race-based fears, and it's outrageous, and it's wrong, and it's unhelpful, and it weakens any case on this. I mentioned the Wall Street Journal. They have a good editorial. It's brief. They write, President Trump accomplished a great deal in 4 years, but as he leaves office, he can't seem to help reminding Americans why they denied him a second term. He could focus on the positives, such as the COVID-19 vaccines and his Arab-Israeli peace breakthroughs. Instead, he's calling members of Congress and asking them to object on the House and Senate floor to the results of the Electoral College count. This won't change the outcome, but it will put pressure on Republicans to embarrass themselves by indulging Mr. Trump's attempts to delegitimize the results. We hope the members ignore his pleas. Meanwhile, after days of silence over the hack on U.S. government agencies and private companies, Mr. Trump chimed in Saturday to add confusion. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that the evidence clearly points to the Russians for the hack. But Mr. Trump tweeted that Russia, Russia, Russia is the primary chant when anything happens because lamestream media is, for mostly financial reasons, petrified of discussing the possibility that it may be China. It may, exclamation point, unquote. Then he linked the hack to a possible hit on our ridiculous voting machines during the election, which is now obvious that I won big, making it even more corrupted embarrassment for the U.S. Mr. Pompeo has no incentive to dissemble about Russia's role, and Americans deserve to know the truth about what happened. Mr. Trump doesn't want to admit he lost, and he can duck the inauguration if he likes, but his sore loser routine is beginning to grate even on millions who voted for him. I actually believe that's true. Something else that's true, there are all kinds of reasons to like and a whole bunch of reasons to resist a big new movie released on Netflix, big star-studded film called The Prom. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In the big new movie musical, The Prom, there's a splashy singing and dancing production number in which a visitor from Broadway, played by Andrew Reynolds, confronts a group of local Indiana teens about their intolerant attitudes toward gay relationships. The song's called Love Thy Neighbor.
You can't cherry-pick the Bible, choosing which parts you want to believe.
We don't do that.
You don't? Then what's this?
He goes on to sing about tattoos, divorce, masturbation, and premarital sex, indicating that all those things carry the penalty of death and damnation according to the biblical text. Okay, it's funny and politically correct, but frankly, it's scripturally illiterate. It's too bad that the funny and intermittently entertaining The Prom is marred by this reckless disregard from the actual teaching of both Old and New Testament. Yet the Bible wants you to love your neighbor, but also to honor the truth. And The Prom has done very well. And again, with Nicole Kidman and Meryl Streep and James Corden and Keenan Michael Key and so many other big stars. Kerry Washington is in it. It does have some entertainment value. But the completely gratuitous insult to people who take the Bible seriously, I have some problem with that. I don't have any problem at all with the police in Seattle actually taking possession of Cal Anderson Park in the name of the people, saying that, no, this park does not belong to Antifa and the homeless. But they had a disturbance in Cal Anderson Park. They arrested seven people who were identified as Antifa supporters. What were they doing at the time of arrest? This is a little bit surprising. We will cover that tomorrow. We will also cover the very latest on the situation with Great Britain and the idea that there is a variant of the coronavirus that could be 70% more deadly. So what are we doing about making sure that any travelers from the UK are virus-free? We'll bring you up to date on all next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.